All right, we are here at the National Biodiesel Conference Trade Show. I'm at the Eastman Chemical Company booth, and with me is Dr. Sharon Klein, who is Eastman's BioXtend technology leader. And we had a little launch this morning of some new test data that you presented this morning to some of the exhibitors here. Tell me a little bit about that, Sharon.
Well, what we have is data that demonstrates the utility of our product as well as competitive products in an aging study. And when exposed to other adverse consequences that one might encounter, such as metals or UV exposure.
Now, the product itself is BioXtend.
BioXtend is a solution that is a 30% solution of tertiary butyl hydroquinone, 1.5% of citric acid, in a proprietary solvent mixture that was formulated to deliver the material in a very low viscosity solvent that's readily miscible and mixable with biodiesel. It also keeps those active components in solution over a very wide range of temperatures, which is which differentiates it from some of the competitive products that may fall out of solution at cold temperatures or require to be kept warm in order to be kept in a single phase.
Now, you talked specifically about soy biodiesel, but of course a big issue here at this conference is feedstock choice. How does this additive work with other feedstocks?
Actually, it's a very effective antioxidant over a wide range of feedstocks. We have effectiveness demonstrated in many of the very highly unsaturated, such as soy, linseed, cottonseed, but also in the more saturated ones, it is suitably effective with the most saturated materials, such as palm or tallow or pork fat. It doesn't have the edge that it has over the other antioxidants. It's still an effective antioxidant, but it may not give you that extra synergistic improvement due to the chelating system, because the citric acid in our material is a metal chelator, and that prevents the initiation stage of the very first free radical formation. That is most problematic in highly unsaturated materials. So the more double bonds you've got, the more our citric acid edge our product has.
So how then do you see this product being used and being assimilated into the industry?
In order for the industry to provide a quality product, it needs to have all of the right attributes. It needs to be green, like biodiesel, that is produced from renewable resources. But it also needs to be a high-quality material. It needs to not cause problems. And the problems that we've had with biodiesel, such as particulate matter and deposits on engines, they must be prevented or the product will not maintain its footing in the industry. So we need to have biodiesel be a very good quality product. There is now a quality standard in the United States for 3 hours of oxidative stability induction period. In Europe, of course, you need to have 6 hours. And there is some move afoot to rationalize that across the globe. And I don't think we're anywhere really certain where that's going to go. Europeans are, in some cases, asking for even higher induction period than 6 hours. But all of that assures that you will have a biodiesel blend that will meet the petroleum diesel standard. So that is what we need to do, is to make sure that biodiesel can be used across the board without any concerns that we were going to be damaging our engines.
Now, at what point in the process is BioXtend added to the biodiesel?
BioXtend is most effective when it is added to fresh biodiesel. It can be added later, but you will lose effectiveness. Fresh biodiesel, before any oxidation has a chance to start, is when a biodiesel is most amenable to treatment. So we see BioXtend being added to biodiesel either as it is exiting the process on the way to the day tank, or maybe sampled. The day tank is sampled, calculation done as to figure out the appropriate dosing. It's added, it's resampled to assure that they are at where they need to be, and then pumped out to a long-term holding tank.
Very good. Well, thank you very much. I'm Cindy Zimmerman, reporting from the National Biodiesel Conference.